Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon, here's what's happening. More than a month after the death of George Floyd's cell phone video out of Allentown shows an officer kneeling on a man's head or neck. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports police are investigating and the community wants answers.
The 23-second clip was recorded by a woman driving by St. Luke's Hospital Sacred Heart about 7 o'clock Saturday night. It shows three cops holding a man down on the ground and a hospital worker looking on. Black Lives Matter to Lehigh Valley leader Justin Parker tells NBC 10 they need the full story.
We want immediate release of the body cam footage leading up to, including and after the arrest.
Police say they're looking at more video and will be releasing it at some point. Now, from the video making the rounds, one of the cops first has his elbow on the side of the man's head, and then his body shifts and his knee is then on top of the man's head or neck.
Allentown's Police Chief Glenn Granitz in a statement last night said the man was vomiting and staggering, and he eventually was yelling and spitting at the officers and hospital workers who were trying to restrain him. The chief says the man and the three cops all fell down as they tried to bring him under control and he wasn't complying. Granite says the man was treated and released. Nowhere in the statement does it say the man was ever arrested or charged. The Lehigh County DA's office is investigating the incident. The school district this week is expected to announce when, where, and how the new school year will start. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
After surveying parents and teachers and holding a series of online town halls, the school district this week outlines how it's going to begin a school year in a pandemic. A hybrid of online and in-person learning is likely. Superintendent William Height told reporters last week that students who are returning to schools would do so in shifts to create social distancing.
Some children will be there at some times, and other children will be there at other times.
Everyone would wear masks, and highly touched surfaces would be sanitized every 4 hours. Height says the plan will aim to return children and teachers to schools while limiting their exposure to COVID-19.
Am I confident that no children will contract the virus? No, I'm not confident of that, but that should not be an expectation.
Height is quick to point out that the plan he issues this week will not be final. He says because of uncertainty over the virus, everything is subject to change. SEPTA is launching its travel wallet on the regional rail line starting today. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
SEPTA's Andrew Bush says the travel wallet now gives regional rail customers the flexibility to pay trip by trip using the key card, similar to buying advance paper tickets or paying fares on board to a conductor. The travel wallet, he says, enables you to load a balance from which the electronic fare violator draws from the key card.
And from there, they don't have to worry about having in-person transactions, interacting with a conductor or other personnel. They can just go pay as they travel and then reload online, reload at a fare kiosk machine at a station.
The key card is available at SEPTA Center City ticket offices, in rail stations, or at a fare kiosk. Bush says SEPTA already has been using the travel wallet on its bus routes, trolleys, and Broad Street subway and the Market Frankfort L. With a national call for police reform, Philadelphia's department is heavily recruiting from neighborhoods and community groups to make up the next class of cadets. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
Even with the pandemic hindering face-to-face meetings with possible new candidates, Philadelphia Police Captain Terrell McCoy is encouraging those from city neighborhoods to apply.
With police reform at the forefront of all of our minds right now, trying to ensure that our organization is not only diverse, but more inclusive of everyone willing to take the oath to serve.
He says they are working with community groups like neighborhood associations, high school programs, and activities to gather a diverse pool of potential cadets.
A lot of our recruiting efforts are done virtually, so we've adapted protocols to be able to speak to folks via virtual platforms.
He says to weed out any potential bad apples, applicants go through lie detector and psychological examination, as well as an in-depth background check and interview. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.